From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Minnesota Music Memories, a musical time machine featuring the sounds of the 50s, 60s, and 70s from the land of 10,000 lakes. Minnesota Music Memories, supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Welcome to Minnesota Music Memories. I'm your host, Carl Unbehan. Minnesota Music Memories is made possible through a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and may be heard every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. on KSRQ, Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. You can also hear us live on RadioNorthland.org, and all shows are archived there. Glenn Broggett and myself produce the show and take turns presenting it to our listeners, and we appreciate all of you. For you with smartphones, download the KSRQ app from tunein.com, then find our show by searching for KSRQ. You'll get a hit for four stations. You want to choose Roots Radio. But do give a listen to our Classic Rock and Northern Air channels, and if that's not enough, our Polka Cast.
Noticed the snow in my backyard was as far as the eye could see, and I spent all morning shoveling snow real hard trying to get my mailbox free. Cause the man with the plow covered it over somehow, he was plowing out my road, and I parked my ride on the street's wrong side, and you know that I got it towed. So I put on a pair of long underwear, three sweaters, wool pants and a hat, and a down-filled fur-lined jacket, a boot and a scarf on top of that. But I almost froze the end of my nose and I was going to get my car. I said, oh, Minnesota, this time you've gone too far. Oh, Minnesota, what you trying to do to me? Got me stranded in the great white north without a bit of mercy. Oh, Minnesota, you're frozen to the core. You can take this snow and shovel it. I ain't living here no more. Places I've seen down Carolina way, and I felt the fire of a burning desire to find me a tropical day. So I set my face to a southern place that I was determined to go. I get in shape for a great escape from this forbidden land of snow. Well, I packed my case with a smile on my face as I threw in the suntan oil, and I cut off the sleeves and the legs of my pants as my blood began to boil. As I climbed to bed, I smiled and said, tomorrow's gonna take me away from this land of cold, the flu and potholes, and take me to a sunny day. Oh, Minnesota, what you trying to do to me? You got me stranded in the great white north without a bit of mercy. Oh, Minnesota, you're frozen to the core. You can take this snow and shovel it. I ain't living here no more. Well, on Monday morning, I woke up yawning and got myself ready to go. But the radio man tried to spoil my plans, was saying it was 30 below. But feeling still able, I took my jumper cables and I headed right out the door. But what I didn't know was that 3 foot of snow had buried me in once more. Oh, Minnesota, what you trying to do to me? Got me stranded in the great white north without a bit of mercy. Oh, Minnesota, you're frozen to the core. You can take this snow and shovel it, cause I'm gonna buy a snowblower.
It's cold out there.
From his 2010 CD, The Best So Far, that was Dan Adler with The Minnesota Song, a humorous country fable about escaping Minnesota winters. Who wouldn't like to do that? Dan's been performing since 1984 after graduating from Crown College and often performs with his wife, Sandy. They have two children, Danielle and Ben, and live in the Twin Cities. They have recorded 7 CDs of their own featuring songs that Dan has written. From 1985 to 1996, Dan was the minister of music and worship, and Dan and Sandy together were key influential leaders at the Church of the Open Door in Minneapolis. The Adlers saw the church grow from 350 attendees to over 5,000 in the weekend worship services over that period of time. Well, folks, a little twist on our theme of Minnesota memories. This evening we're playing songs with Minnesota in the title. Had to dig hard to find these songs and hope I didn't miss any obvious ones. If I did, shoot me an email at minnesotamemories@gmail.com. Well, up next, an award-winning song by Jeff Brooks, a Minnesota musician who started as a solo acoustic guitar player, then for 17 years had a career with a five-piece country band performing in several states. He's known for this song, released in 1978. As a solo act, Jeff performs original music plus songs by Paul Simon, Gordon Lightfoot, James Taylor, John Prine, and John Denver. Here's Jeff Brooks with Minnesota Morning.
I open up my sleepy eyes and see the morning just the way that it should be. By the setting of the midnight moon, the rising of the sun, and the feeling like I've only just begun. The morning mist still lies upon the ground, and it comes and goes but doesn't make a sound. And the heavy of the midnight air lightens with the day. There's a Minnesota morning on the way. There's a Minnesota morning on my mind, and it's precious as the fruit on the vine. And I haven't seen a day like this since I've been away. Minnesota, I am here, and I'm going to stay. The sunlight shimmers through the trees, while the birds sing their peaceful melodies. And there seems to be a whisper, some magic in the air, something I just couldn't find anywhere. There's a Minnesota morning on the way, and I've tried a million times to find today. Now I know I'll never find one with a sky so blue, one that makes me feel the way I do. There's a Minnesota morning on my mind, and it's precious as the fruit. And I haven't seen a day like this since I've been away. Minnesota, I am here, and I'm going to stay. Minnesota, I am here, and I'm going to stay.
This next track was recorded in a bowling alley in Detroit in 1968. The flip side is a song called Everywhere I Go, I Look for You. The track was licensed from the estate of Rufus Lumley, who never lived in our fair state. Rummaging on the internet, I learned that Rufus released one album in 1968 titled Rufus Luck, Your Luck, and released at least six singles. It's a very cool song titled Minneapolis, Minnesota, by Rufus Lumley. You're listening to Minnesota Music Memories.
It's From the top. Do you want to check the levels? Want to do a little slower?
Yeah, we should.
All right. Okay, Norwegian Polka Band.
Yes, we're from Minnesota. We like this place we stay. And if you do not care for it, you can go to hate. We got the Minnesota Vikings, the Twins with North Star 2. The IDS, all them lakes, don't forget to zoos. Yes, we're from Minnesota, we like this place we stay. And if you do not care for it, you can go to hate.
From their 1992 album, Can't Have Nothing Nice, that was the Gear Daddies from the home of Spam, Austin, Minnesota. Minnesota Polka by the Gear Daddies. My son-in-law is fond of saying that. That's why we can't have nothing nice. Well, up next, a tune by Kathy Fredrickson titled Fall in Minnesota. In her words, life has been my teacher with many hard lessons to learn. The outcome has been an adventure in learning a new and wonderful way to share my experiences through songwriting and singing those songs with the only voice I have. In 2011, Kathy made her first attempt at home recording, producing a song called My Happy Feet. She collaborates with many artists, including Kat DeNorcha, Bill Hainish, as well as Eric Vigasa and Brad Prebino, both from Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Here's Kathy Fredrickson with Fall in Minnesota as we celebrate our lovely state.
Swiftly this morning, time is slipping by. From the waking of the crow to the cloudy brightness of the sky. Song from the breeze gives off a dry and rusty sound. Swiftly, so swiftly this morn, time is slipping by. Swiftly, so swiftly this morn, time is slipping by. Fall in Minnesota, as of much of the Midwest, holds in a somber rain. Preparation for our winter test. Crying cats on porch fronts, steaming rose hip tea. What a time to be alive. Seems this dawn was specially made for me. Swiftly, so swiftly this morn, time is slipping by. Swiftly, so swiftly this morn, time is slipping by. And I say, what a time to be alive. Seems this dawn was specially made for me. Swiftly, so swiftly this morning. swiftly, so swiftly this morn. Time is slipping.
Fishing, hunting in Redwood Falls. I'm stuck in a road construction, trying to get to the mega mall.
Oh yeah, that can happen. Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Up north is a vacation. Wood ticks, mosquito bites. Another losing season for the twins, the wolves, the vibes. In summer, roast your buns off. In the winter, freeze your brain.
Oh sure.
Hot dish every other night, a fish fried bingo game. There's a pothole in every lane. There's one. Yeah, you betcha now. We're living in Minnesota at the Legion downtown. They dance the waltz and polka. I store my ski-doo sled and my parents in Anoka. Beer and sauerkraut till Sven the Noli Joka. Living in Minnesota, after taxes I am broke.
So where are you girls from?
Chaska,
Le Sueur, but I went to high school in White Bear Lake. Go Bears.
Hey, they said they were going to the Twin Cities.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Driving down to the Twin Cities is that cow dung that I smell. One day it's hot and it's so darn muggy. The next day you're feeling the wind chill. I've been to Duluth, Brainerd, Rochester, even to Blaine.
Yeah.
And once you've seen our governor, you'll think we're all insane. What the hell is Prince's name?
Simbol.
Yeah, you betcha now. We're living in Minnesota at the tavern uptown. The line dancing to Karaoke. Left's a homemade bread. For Ventura, I did vota. Walleye, crappie, trout, I catch them in my vota. Living in Minnesota, just be glad it's not Iowa.
Brainerd.
Omaha, Bunyan Bay, the Blue Hour.
Yeah, you know, we got that big statue up there.
You're living in a diner then?
Oh, yeah. A couple of years now. It's actually Eden Prairie.
White Bear Lake?
In summer, roast your buns off in the winter, freeze your brain.
Yeah.
Eat hot dish every other night, a fish fry bingo game. There's a pothole in every lane. There's one. Yeah, you betcha now. We're living in Minnesota at the Legion downtown. They dance the waltz and polka. I store my ski-doo sled at my parents' in Anoka. Beer and sauerkraut till Sven and Oli Joka. Living in Minnesota, after taxes I am broke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yours truly has a love of parodies, and that, of course, was a parody of Ricky Martin's Livin' La Vida Loca from the man who gave us the parody to American Pie, a song titled Canadian Cake. We'll have to play that sometime. Rich Lyons. And that was titled, of course, Livin' in Minnesota. Well, up next, singer-songwriter Mason Jennings, who blends the personal insights of a poet, the political broadsides of a protest singer, and the broad musical eclecticism of a jazz musician with a rock and roller's passion. Jennings was born in 1975 in Honolulu, Hawaii, but moved to Pittsburgh with his family shortly after. While still a young boy, his father moved to Minneapolis and sent his son a series of tapes featuring bands that were storming the then fertile Twin City music scene. Inspired, Jennings picked up a guitar and started writing songs by the age of 13. 3 years later, he decided to pursue a career in music and promptly dropped out of school, opting instead to move to Minneapolis and work on his songs full-time. Here's Mason Jennings with his contribution to our show tonight, simply titled Minnesota.
Minnesota.
What good is remembering when the thought of you tears at the seams of every dream that I've built since then? It could be anything. Could be standing on a corner in China and somebody will say your name. I thought I was stronger than that when I was young. Older people would reminisce. I'd say, no, that's not me. That's not me, it's you, it's always been. Your ghost just will not rest. Walking the horizon line in my favorite summer dress. Do you remember when I broke your clutch and you threw both your shoes at me? Talking your brother into buying us wine, cause we didn't have any ID. What was so rough? That freaked us out. Now nobody's free, and there's so much we could do without. We could live in a dream, live in a dream, live in a dream, live in a dream.
Parody of Katy Perry's California Girls about how hot West Coast ladies are with their Daisy Dukes, bikini tops, and sun-kissed skin. And when it comes to Minnesota girls, it's all about waterproof boots, flannel tops, and wind-chafed skin. Sprinkle in some references to Paul Bunyan, Lake Wobegon, Lutefisk, the Twins, Greenbelt Beer and Spam, and you've got a hilarious spoof proving Minnesota ladies can hold their own with their California counterparts. Starring siblings Luke and Maggie Thompson and their friend Amanda Schultz, Minnesota Girls, and that's spelled with a U, was produced in 2010 and has nearly, get this, 2.8 million plays on YouTube. It didn't feel right having people sing along to California Girls, says Luke, who recently wrapped up his junior year at St. John's University. This is a response to the song. I felt it was only appropriate for Minnesota people to be singing along about Minnesota girls rather than California girls. We wanted to portray that Minnesota girls are just as much fun as California girls, but we're wholesome, outdoorsy, and strong, and all that too, says Maggie. Catch the notable lyric? Chewing lutefisk, lying underneath the pine trees, lumberjacks bust their axe, trying to creep a little sneak peek at us. Here's Thompson and Schultz with California Girls.
California girls, they're really surfable. Bikinis on top and a cherry on top.
What is it about California girls that is so special? How about Minnesota girls?
I don't know, what do Minnesota girls have to offer that California girls don't?
I know a place with summer, winter, spring, and autumn. 10,000 lakes, finding a beach is not a problem. Chewing lutefisk, lying underneath the pine trees. Lumberjacks, bust their travel the world, but nothing.
spray on tan, now we ready. Need a shovel, this snow is heavy. Oof, duh, the big Midwest. These are the girls I love the best. I met her at Lake Wobegon, 34 degrees with no coat was on. She's a hometown girl, we went to Valley Fair, did the Tilt-A-Whirl. And then, on the Mall of America, California dude, please stop staring, bro. Keep on staring, on to Target Field. Ask Joe Maurer, these burns are real. Outside ball, we're hanging out. We'll play through hail without a doubt. You got the Lakers, we got the Wolves. That comparison was terrible. I regret that line, I'll take it back. I'm Paul Bunyan, check out my axe. I'm a real man's man, I just wanna show ya. Cause we're representing in Minnesota.
Well, he gave us such classic parodies as Another One Rides the Bus and Girls Just Want to Have Lunch. Al Yankovic was born in 1959 in Downey, California. Yes, that's where the Beach Boys grew up. He was an only child who took up accordion at age 6 and embraced artists such as Tom Lehrer, Alan Sherman, Spike Jones, Shel Silverstein, and Frank Zappa. Al graduated as his high school valedictorian at age 16, getting exposure from the Dr. Demento show with My Bologna, a parody of the Knack's My Sharona. Their lead singer, Doug Feger, turned Capitol Records on to Al, and millions of albums later, Al Yankovic is known for putting his stamp on rock and roll. Besides being a singer-songwriter, he's also a parodist, record producer, satirist, actor, music video director, film producer, and author, and no show about Minnesota could be complete without this tune, The Biggest Ball of Twine in Minnesota by Weird Al Yankovic.
Well, I had 2 weeks of vacation time coming after working all year down at Big Roy's Heating and Plumbing. So one night when my family and I were gathered round the dinner table, I said, kids, if you could go anywhere in this great big world now, where'd you like to go to? They said, Dad, we want to see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. They picked the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. So the very next day we loaded up the car with potato skins and pickled wieners, crossword puzzles, Spider-Man comics, and Mama's homemade rhubarb pie. Pulled out of the driveway and the neighbors, they all waved goodbye. And so began our 3-day journey. We picked up a guy holding a sign that said Twine Ball or Bust. He smelled real bad and he said his name was Bernie. I put in a Slim Whitman tape, my wife put on a brand new hairnet. Kids were in the backseat, jumping up and down, yelling, are we there yet? And all of us were joined together in one common thought as we rolled down the long and winding interstate and off 53 to Soda. We're gonna see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. We're heading for the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Wait to get there, so we drove straight through for 3 whole days and nights. Of course, we stopped for more pickled wieners now and then. The scenery was just so pretty. Boy, I wish the kids could have seen it, but you can't see out of the side of the car because the windows are completely covered with the decals from all the places where we've already been. Like Elvis Orama, the Tupperware Museum, the Boll Weevil Monument in Cranberry World, the Shuffleboard Hall of Fame, Poodle Dog Rock, and the Mecca of Albino Squirrels. We've been to ghost towns, theme parks, wax museums, and a place where you can drive through the middle of a tree. Seen alligator farms and tarantula ranches, but there's still one thing we gotta see. Well, we crossed the state line about 6:39, and we saw the sign that said Twine Ball Exit 50 miles.
Oh, the kids were so happy they started singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall for the 27th time that day. So we pulled off the road at the last chance gas station, got a few more pickled wieners and a diet chocolate soda. On our way to see the biggest bottle of twine in Minnesota. We're gonna see the biggest bottle of twine in Minnesota. Finally, at 7:37 early Wednesday evening, as the sun was setting in the Minnesota sky, out in the distance on the horizon, it appeared to me like a vision before my unbelieving eyes. Parked the car and walked with awe-filled reverence toward that glorious, huge, majestic sphere. I was just so overwhelmed by its sheer immensity, I had to pop myself a beer. Yes, on these hallowed grounds, open 10 to 8 on weekdays, in a little shrine under a makeshift pagoda, there sits the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. I tell you, it's the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Oh, what on earth would make a man decide to do that kind of thing? Oh, winding up 21,140 pounds of string. Beside it, and I warned the kids, now you better not touch it, those ropes are there for a reason. I said, maybe if you're good, I'll tie it to the back of our car and we can take it home, but I was only teasing. Then we went to the gift shop and stood in line, bought a souvenir miniature ball of twine, some window decals, and anything else they'd sell us. And I bought a couple postcards, greetings from the twine ball, wish you were here, won't the folks back home be jealous. Gave her camera to Bernie and we stood by the ball and we all gathered round and said cheese. Then Bernie ran away with my brand new Instamatic, but at least we got our memories. So we all just stared at the ball for a while and my eyes got moist, but I said with a smile, kids, this here's what America's all about. Then I started feeling kinda gooey inside and I fell on my knees and I cried and cried, and that's when those security guards threw us out. You know, I bet if we unraveled that sucker, it'd roll all the way down to Fargo, North Dakota. Cause it's the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. I'm talking about the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Well, we stayed that night at the Twine Ball Inn, and the morning we were on our way home again, but we didn't really want to leave, that was perfectly clear. Said, folks, I can tell you're all sad to go. Then I winked my eye and I said, you know, I got a funny kind of feeling we'll be coming back again next year. Cause I've been all around this great big world and I can't think of anywhere else I'd rather go to than the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota.
Wisconsin twice. I ate some cheese curds there. It was nice. But in the land of cheeseheads, I had just one wish. To go back to Minnesota and have some hot dish.
God made Minnesota snowy and cold and a freeze.
fingers, it'll freeze your toes.
You can't dance cause you wear too many clothes, and you don't know how the women look, you just see their nose.
But at least it ain't North Dakota. Ofta, Minnesota. I drove to Iowa once, but it was closed. So I turned around and headed back to Minnesota. It still amazes me the kind of woman that it must take to make a man think he'd rather be out fishing on a frozen lake.
God made Minnesota snowing cold. It'll freeze your fingers, it'll freeze your toes. You can't dance cause you wear too many clothes, and you don't know how the women look, you just see their nose.
But at least it ain't South Dakota. Ofta, Minnesota.
God made Minnesota snowy and cold. It'll freeze your fingers, it'll freeze your toes. You can't dance cause you wear too many clothes, and you don't know how the women look, you just see their nose.
But at least it ain't North Dakota. Ofta, Minnesota. But at least it ain't South Dakota. Ofta, Minnesota.
There we go with another parody, this one by Mr. Jenkins Jr. of God Bless Texas. But you know, when I find it, when I tried to find some information on him, I struck out, other than to learn that Mr. Jenkins Jr., which is probably a pseudonym, has a YouTube channel. So you've all heard of the band Green Day. This song's never been released on CD, but Green Day often performs it at concerts. It's a short but romantic song that describes the little things you do with that special person in your life and how it makes you feel. We can only surmise that this song was inspired by Billy Joe Armstrong's wife, Adrienne, who is originally from Minnesota. Here's Green Day with Minnesota Girl.
Shooting stars across the world. Woo! Counting all the bites from a mosquito. Here comes my Minnesota girl. Crazy day.
Real low, like, ooh, here we go, baby. It's time to rock, run the clock, Shades keep me shady.
flow like rabies, but no vaccine can get the TC out of my bloodstream. 612, yeah, that's the code, but you know the go, be the rock and roller and the goat. But no matter where I go, you know the Midwest is where I call home. Staying on the low low in my Minnesota cold. Oh, you know, just how we do. Always representing for my HP group. In school, listen up, never lie, man, I'm telling the truth.
Minnesota is a new California. Come on, baby, go on. Tell me what's the hold up. Feathers roller coaster, take you on the globe and ride back to the place that you call home. Cause Minnesota is a new California. Minnesota is a new California. Minnesota, Minnesota, Minnesota is a new California.
Cause I've been hanging out recording my bank. It's okay on the lake all day, and I'm ready to play. So put me in, coach. Not on the west coast, but take me to the north, the place I like the most. And let me pick a lily, and let me call a loon, and let me see the stars under the full moon. You see a superstar, I see a shooting star. You drive a fancy car, I like to shred the gnar. Your girls are sun-kissed, but lies are Swedish. You best believe this, they are the sweetest. You think you're funny, and everything you do revolves around money. Well, we get paid, fish and hot dish. Our bellies are fat, and it smiles on our faces. Watch the Twins play all day, sunny and rain, and after the game,
Minnesota is the new California. Come on, baby, go on. Tell me what's the hold up. Feathers roller coaster. Take you on the globe and ride back to the place that you call home. Cause Minnesota is the new California. Minnesota is the new California. Minnesota, Minnesota, Minnesota is the new California.
Too much time. Wait, scratch that, reverse it. Thanks, we'll pull the line. Something nonsense, go ahead and leave it. It's just all said, best believe. I believe it, need to fit you with the sands, man. Dangerous. If eating at a kid, then that be us. You think a soda ain't the place, man? That be nuts. What you gonna say is stupid Texas? Beat the heat with 10 sheets of lace. Say you need to eat, but yeah, sweet to face. Guarantee you'll never see another like me. Who I be? Cause the 303 auditions that my mother makes.
Minnesota is the new California. Come on, baby, go on. Tell me what the hold up. Let this roller coaster take you on the go. Ride back to the place that you call home. Cause Minnesota is the new California. Minnesota is the new California. Minnesota, Minnesota, Minnesota is the new California.
Better bring your best to the Midwest. We're taking down the rest tonight. And you want these lakes and these loons. Soda girls, soda tunes. Where the soda boys bringing that soda noise.
Minnesota is the new California. Come on, baby, go on. Tell me what's the hold up. Feathers roller coaster. Take you on the globe and ride back to the place that you call home. Cause Minnesota is the new California. Minnesota is the new California. Minnesota, Minnesota, Minnesota is the new California.
That was Minnesota is the New California by the Soda Boys. The Soda Boys are a Twin Cities pop hip-hop group consisting of Brent Hagland, Jesse Johnson, and BJ Skoog, and they're often joined at live shows with their full band, The Lonely Loons. Their music draws from many genres, and they're known for their pop hooks, energetic rap verses, and memorable synth-based beats, which are most pleasing to their loyal fans. Minnesota's The New California was posted on YouTube 3 years ago. I was talking to our station manager today, Mark Johnson, and said, we got to get these guys up here at Thief River Falls. Well, up next, we're going to play something really old. It's Hail Minnesota, the state song of our lovely state. First heard at the U of M in the early 1900s to honor a graduating class. In 1945, the Minnesota State Legislature made it the official state song. The tune was composed by Truman Rickert in 1904, a new second verse was written by Arthur Upson, an editor at the campus newspaper, the Minnesota Daily. Here's the official recording of Hail Minnesota. You're listening to Minnesota Music Memories.
Sons and daughters true will proclaim.
Ah, it brings a tear to my eye. I feel I'm back at St. Gray Falls High School in Wisconsin in the school choir directed by Ken Fenton. Hail, Minnesota. But that was Wisconsin. I'm not sure what our state song is. Oh, On Wisconsin, of course. Well, the real reason I played that song is because Nigel Egg, a British transplant to Minnesota, recently wrote a song and has proposed it to be the new official state song for Minnesota. He hasn't heard anything yet, but he performs it solo and with Bob Ekstrand in a group called Egg and E. You can find them at nigelegg.com. Here's Nige with Why Minnesota? My Minnesota.
There's always something to complain about in Minnesota. Minnesota weather, Minnesota tax, potholes, skeeter bites, klutzy quarterbacks. Why Minnesota? 'Cause it's my Minnesota. It's the greatest state to be. I know my neighbor would do me a favor. My Minnesota is for me. There's always something to be glad about in Minnesota. Minnesota people, Minnesota lakes, good schools, clean air, hardly any snakes. Why Minnesota? 'Cause it's my Minnesota. It's the greatest state to be. I know my neighbor would do me a favor. My Minnesota is for me. M-I-N-N-E-S-O-T-A. It's okay.
Well, you've all heard we're going to win Twins and Skol Vikings, but did you know that the Minnesota Wild has a theme song aptly titled Minnesota Wild Theme Song? The Minnesota Wild composed the Wild anthem before the start of 2000 and 2001. This song was composed before the start of the 2000-2001 inaugural season. In the state of hockey, where hockey tradition runs deep, it seems logical to write lyrics accompanied by energetic, Celtic-flavored music that symbolized all of the elements of Minnesota's rich hockey heritage. Here's the Minnesota Wild theme song, written by John Olson and Rob Barrett.
Child of your design and grinding. Ricochet cheddar like me and the mic. Know your point, hold your money when you're rolling the dice, baby. Either you gon' crash and burn, or wake up in the morning with cash to earn. Tiger, check it, homie, get good with me. It's just like applying your hood to key. Who is that in the car? Yo, couldn't be. All the way out here, yeah, Nicky T. Rush it, get the weed fart, get the party started, and watch your back for the sharks getting cold hearted.
Okay,
we got bacon soda. All the way down to Minnesota. We got bacon soda. I got a fetish for Adidas, boss, but I bet you don't know what my feet are sauce, do ya? Oh, I'm cute like some baby pit bulls, and ain't no way you can touch my coupe, the 12th floor at the Marriott. You know me and my tiger chill there a lot. Fetty, I sit alone when the mic's on, Hoover Tyson every time that the fight's on. Kill him, I remember I used to ride with Ness, flight at the midnight high the jet. You know Al Capone Frankie's on the stage is set, and I'm Teflon down t-shirt with guests. Rhymes you can taste, rhymes, rhymes galore. Rhymes you can buy at the candy store. You know who I am, I'm like credit card scams. Hot like soul food, greens and yams. Extracurricular, nothing in particular. Hit the clouds like the mayor or the senator. Shouldn't have lied, I could have been a good friend of ya. Now I gotta get rid of ya, get gone. We got bacon soda. All the way down in Minnesota. We got bacon soda. I told my mom that they made her cry. Looked her in the eye and said, rappers don't die. We knock on heaven's door, but we don't get by. So most of us don't be in hell high. Kick it, now put the rhyme on a triple beam. Now rock it up and chop it up and try to grind it for triple cream. Don't get caught with the same scheme, meaning don't get caught with the same thing. King, it's like you gotta be boss, cause hoes and niggas wanna see you go soft. I think they laugh when I take the loss, but I'm a hyena, so I gotta laugh to break them off. The hot wax got real fatal, hooked up to perfection like a weapon on a turntable. They say Vetter's got a new Beretta, and he'll be aiming his death like a crooked ladder forever. I hit the night like stormy weather, and if you brag about your freak, I'ma say mine's way better. I rotate like the hands of a clock, and find ways to make my wrath be part of your block. You better knock on the door, Tiger, and lay them all on the floor, Tiger, because I think they want more, Tiger. I blow them out like a flat tire, and hit the weaver with your pride, then I call them on straight lines. It's worth something like a tell on the fox, so keep the streets hot till you know your Tiger we got.
That was Bacon Soda in Minnesota, born Andre L. Adams on March 11, 1970. He's first entered the music arena under the name Dre Dog, then changed it to Andre Nicotina. He's an American rapper from San Francisco's Fillmore District. In 2005, SF Weekly named Nicotina the best local hip-hop legend. Some may describe his 2000 song Bacon Soda in Minnesota as a bit monotonous, non-melodic, and nothing resembling Shakespeare. Again, thanks for listening to Minnesota Music Memories, and please stay tuned for the Burns program, leaving you this evening with a song from 1975 titled Minnesota by Northern Light, a group formed in 74 and is made up of four members, guitarist Spence Peterson, lead guitarist Nick Ratz, bassist Gary Lopak, and David Sandler on piano. The group shares singing roles and is particularly noted for their pristine vocals and masterful pop productions. Sandler writes most of the material and does the arranging and producing with aid from other members of the group. Here's Minnesota by Northern Light. See you next week.
Feel her hair.